This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Thank you for taking the time to join me today, Mary. I'm really excited that we're able to talk about some of the different things that you guys do at the Women's Care Center here in Warren, because you guys do a lot of really important things and you guys are involved in a ton of different things here in the community. I understand that you guys have a women's group that's getting ready to be starting up in September. You guys have a golf tournament that's going to be taking place tomorrow, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so actually our golf tournament is Monday on the 22nd at the Conowongo Valley Country Club. And everything that we do at the Women's Care Center is funded by our community. It's so important to us as we have these fundraisers to see our community come out and actually really support us and all the work that we do and the things that we're able to offer our clients for free so that they are able to get the help that they need and the support they need without having to pay. Our golf tournament is Monday at the Conowongo Valley Country Club. We have registration starting at 11. We do still have room for a couple more teams if anybody wanted to join. It's a shotgun start at noon. And we'll have a really nice dinner. We have lunch and a really nice dinner afterwards. So if anybody wants to come out and join us for that, you're more than welcome to. We'd love to have you.
If people wanted to get signed up and join last minute, is there a way that they can do it by getting a hold of you guys or getting a hold of the club? Or would it be better off for them to sign up just the day of?
They could give me a call. Anytime anybody calls our office number, it forwards to my phone. So if we're not open, I'll still get the call. Our number is 723-4357. They can also email me at mbrown@wcceerie.org. Or they can show up that day. We'll still take them.
Wow, okay. So it sounds like that's a really great opportunity. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know the country club there is a really good golf course to be on, so mm-hmm. It's going to be a really fun opportunity for people that haven't had a chance to be able to do that one this year. What are some of the things that this golf scramble is going to benefit? Because you guys do a ton of different programs that are involved with the Women's Care Center of Warren here. What are some of the programs that are going to make a benefit from it?
Sure. So we have a pretty wide variety of services at the Women's Care Center. We do a lot of support for women that are pregnant, that might be trying to find out if they're pregnant, trying to make decisions on, you know, what to do with their pregnancy. Everybody has different situations, and we're there to help walk them through that and talk them through that so they can make a good educated decision for what's best for their life and their heart. We do classes that help people who have material needs be able to earn the things that they need. So they come to us once a week. They do a class with us learning about their pregnancy, parenting, all different things. We have such a huge library of videos that we show. And they can come up to the babies a year old. And every time they come, we call them credits. They earn credits that they can turn around and use in our shop. All the things in our shop are new and donated by people in our community that care about, you know, helping these people get a step up, you know, and be able to provide for their children. We also have a moms group that you had mentioned before that we did throughout last year, and we took a break for the summer, and we're restarting on September 19th at 5:00. We meet on Market Street at 208 Market Street in Warren at the Faith Fellowship Church of God, and it goes from 5 to 6:30. And the nice thing about that is I have talked to so many women who tell me that they don't have any friends and they're feeling isolated, they're lonely, they want to have other moms that understand the season that they're in. And so that's why I started this, because I had talked to so many of them, but confidentiality wise, I can't tell them about each other at the office, but I could form a group that they can come to and meet one another on their own. And we do have childcare for them so that they can get a little break for an hour and a half and meet with other moms. And we, you know, we have snacks and we talk and we do some relationship building types of lessons and stuff so that they can have help with the relationships within their families. And it's just a good time to get to know other moms, that make some friends that you didn't have before.
That sounds really, really fantastic to be able to learn about and to see that that's something that you exhibit here in the community. And are you guys going to be having a theme for some of these group, like classes when you get together, or are you going to be kind of just letting it a situation where women can just discuss whatever they feel like discussing at the time?
Honestly, I do try to target healthy relationship building with each of them, but I also will talk with these girls and see what their interests are and topics that they might want to cover together that are things that they're dealing with that they want to cover. So we're very flexible, but the big thing for us is building healthy relationships. And we not only have the services that we provide in our office for these clients, but we also have an education division that actually goes out into the community, into the school districts, and teaches healthy relationship skills and education within those areas as well. So we actually have trained professionals that go out and do that and teach about healthy relationships to teenagers, really anybody that is in need of that.
Wow, that is so fascinating, and it's such an amazing resource to have offered. Now, one thing that I'm interested in discussing with that is, as far as the women's groups go, is there a regular schedule that once they start up again, they're going to follow, so that way people can kind of plan, you know, every, you know, first or third or fifth?
You hit it. Actually, it is it's exactly that. Every first and third Monday of each month from 5 to 6:30. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So that really is a great opportunity for women to kind of come together and be able to discuss some of the things that are happening, that either are happening in their own lives or in the community, and things that might be bothering them, and a really a good way to, you know, be a good soundboard for others and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of learn about what others are struggling with and what others are thriving with here in the community. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really amazing that that's something that you guys offer. Now, one thing that I'm curious to discuss is, what are your opportunities for people to find out the programs that you have available online, so that way people can see in a little bit more detail from what we've talked about some of the things that you offer?
Mm-hmm. So we have a website. It's wcceerie.org. We also have a Facebook page. So the Women's Care Center has more than one office. We are a satellite office of the large office in Erie. So the website encompasses all of our offices. We have our own Facebook page on Facebook. I believe it's Women's Care Center of Warren, PA, is yes. actually what it is on Facebook. I had to think about that for a second. But that kind of targets what we are doing personally in Warren. And everything I want to mention, along with all of the other services that we have, we also do STD testing and treatment, and that is for women and men. And we don't just target women, you know, as far as clients. We also serve men in that regard. And also within, you know, our pregnancy services, men are also welcome to come and take the classes and be a part of all of that as well.
Wow, that is really something that's amazing. Now, one thing that I wanted to kind of discuss following that is, where is your physical location here in Warren for people that want to come stop by?
Yeah, we are on 3rd Avenue now. We used to be out by the mall on Hatch Run, and it's amazing how many people think we're still out there. We are on at 203 West 3rd Avenue, and it's right in the same block as the post office, right next to the public parking lot there. And people are welcome to park in our driveway if they stop by. And you can call for services. You can stop in. You could do either of those.
Wow. So it really is amazing what you guys do here in Warren, because you have a litany of amazing services that are beneficial to a ton of different walks of life here in the community. I'm really glad that you have this available, and I'm really glad that you are doing this golf tournament that's going to be coming up on Monday, because I'm hoping that there's going to be a huge turnout for it. I'm hoping that it's going to help raise some money to help fund a bunch of these amazing programs that are happening, and I'm really hoping that we can see a lot of people out there.
Me too. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking the time to come join me today. I'm really glad that we could learn about some of these programs.
Always appreciate you. Thanks.
Okay, so you want news and weather on demand that fits your schedule. You want local news, Erie news, lots of news, making you one of the best informed people on the planet, or at least in Pennsylvania. You need to know how to dress the kids, making sure they're cool no matter what the weather. And you expect live briefings about important local news in real time. It's free. Streamed on Roku, SBTV, Apple TV, and Fire TV. Take your pick, or watch on Channel 35.3, Erie's 24-hour news and weather channel, Erie News Now Plus.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
You're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. Today, joining me on the Community Matters program is Rick from The Huddle, and we're going to be learning about what The Huddle is. We're going to be talking about some of the different things that they're going to be focusing on, and we're going to be talking about the fact that they're going to be starting up a meeting starting on September 7th, and they're going to be doing meetings weekly and bi-weekly after that. So it's a really great opportunity for men here in the community, and I really am excited to be able to talk with Rick today to be able to discuss it. So Rick, thank you for taking the time to join me today, and I'm excited to learn about The Huddle. So how did The Huddle get started?
Well, actually, The Huddle came out of a concept that some guys and I used to play sports, and we said, oh geez, wouldn't it be great to get back to where it used to be? And that it was almost more of a visual thing, because we're still in the sports now, and so we said, well, if we could just huddle like we used to. And so it kind of evolved from there. From there, we found the graphic online that represented what we wanted, and it was kind of a surprise to us, in all honesty. But it's exciting because it's a very simple concept for us to grasp.
Would you mind going through what the idea is for people here to give them a better understanding of it?
If you've played sports and have ever been in a huddle, you know that each person in the huddle has different responsibilities. But collectively, you're there to overcome an opposition. In football, it's a defense. So your goal is to work collectively, to encourage one another, to kind of cover each other's back sometimes, even if the way football works out, so that you can score. Well, our concept is that men have various interests, we have various backgrounds, we have various personalities in life. So we're going to come together based on that same concept. We're going to come together collectively. We all have different interests, so we're going to encourage one another. It's really built on encouragement and acceptance, so that when each of us goes out into the world, now that's probably the difference, where we don't necessarily move together all at one time, but when you're out there in the world and knowing that, you know, there's a place you're going to be coming to in a week or two that is going to encourage you, that you can share some problems with, or share some goals, maybe get some feedback. In my situation, I was divorced with 4 children and got into living a lifestyle that I'm not proud of, but, you know, life happens. And it wasn't until I got around some older men that were willing to embrace me where I was at. We didn't call it a huddle back then. We just call it hanging out, you know. So it helped me through some life decision processes and really accepted me where I was at. They weren't perfect by any means, okay, but I certainly wasn't. So it was through their encouragement and help, and even maybe guiding me through some of my decisions, that really helped me deal with a lot of things in my life. And I was 42 years old back then, so I wasn't a spring chicken, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, it seems like it's a really great opportunity for men of all ages to get involved, because whether you're old, young, you know, anything in between, there's going to be other people that are in this group that can share experiences with you that are going to have similarities and things that they've experienced. And really, it's a good way for you to get to know other people here in the community that, you know, kind of do go through some of the same things that you do. And it really is helpful because you, in going through some of those things, are able to come up with solutions to the problems that they might have, and you can help them through it and they can help you through it. So it really becomes a really great learning experience all the way around. Now, one thing that I wanted to discuss about this is the fact that I understand you guys are going to be basically working on different topics of discussion for each, you know, meeting, basically.
Right.
So you're going to kind of have a focus on each meeting.
Well, our focus right now, this first, if you want to call it quarter or first several months, is going to be on our identity as men. Primarily because, I guess, the last 20 or 30 years, that really has gotten a little muddied in the water, kind of a thing. Culturally and politically and socially, men haven't had it too easy. Not that women have, but men really haven't had it. You know, we're called to step up and be leaders in our households. We're called to be providers. And anymore, that's kind of almost even frowned upon. So being a man, and I'm going to say an encouraging, honest, godly man, okay, not just out there, like I said, I live that lifestyle, so I know what not to do. But when you're dealing with identity issues, it really affects a lot of decisions that you make. You know, maybe you don't consider yourself smart or strong or how you look, or, you know, sometimes the world calls it baggage that you kind of bring in from your youth. And it's not necessarily true about you, but because you've heard it for so long or you've experienced it for so long, you've accepted that as who you are, your identity. Well, our goal and hope is that our gatherings are structured in such a way to help you deal with who you thought you were and really help you get to who you should be.
That's a really, really great prospect, and it's a really great goal to have. And honestly, when you think about the way that you see society and societal changes evolving over the the past few decades and years, it really is something where I feel like a group like this is pretty important to have in the community. And it's a really great opportunity for people both younger and older that are looking to kind of get that identity of, or, you know, people that are looking to answer those questions of, you know, as a man, am I expected to do this or this? Right. You know what I mean? So it really kind of brings an opportunity for people to talk about and discuss with others what some of those answers are.
Right. And we know that takes time, and that's why fellowship is really kind of the almost a key component in our gatherings. Our doors officially open at about a half hour before our session is even starting. So there's almost a good hour there where guys can just sit, relax, have coffee, donuts. And we're providing name tags. I mean, it's I've always been amazed that people who sometimes have meetings don't provide name tags. It's like, I don't remember names. I'm not good at it. But knowing that I can walk up to somebody and say, hi, Bill, shake your hand. And right off the bat, there's that connection to each other. So there's roughly about an hour before each, even their Saturday mornings, but biblical study. But our life groups are built around just fellowship, just talking, relaxing, and getting to know one another.
Wow. And, you know, one thing that I wanted to discuss with this is while you're going to be starting on September 7th of this year, this is going to be something that's going to happen every first and third Wednesday of the month. Now, that's going to be starting with the doors opening, like you said, around 6 p.m. Now, I understand that's going to be over at 306 Conowango Avenue. Now, where is that for anyone that's curious to know?
We've been blessed by St. Paul's Lutheran Church. They believe in what we're trying to accomplish in the community, that they've actually are allowing us to use their facilities no charge. We have access to their fellowship hall in the basement, and as long as we keep it clean and respect, you know, respect for what it is, they're more than happy to provide the resources for us. So it's non-denominational. We're not affiliated with any church. So we're not Catholic. We're not this. We're not that. We call ourselves Christ-centered because obviously someone's got to be the center of who you, what your belief system is. But it's about love and acceptance really is the key.
And that's something that I think that is really important here in the community. It's something that it's amazing that you guys are working toward that. And one of the things that I wanted to mention is you guys do have biblical studies as well as the life groups, and the biblical studies, those are on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month. Now, I understand you kind of do something very similar to what you talk about in the life groups, but like you mentioned, it's Christ-centered, and when you do the biblical studies there, you're kind of allowing the same conversation to happen, but then you're reflecting on it with a look at the Bible?
Correct. And again, meeting guys where they're at. If you, at some point, maybe in our life groups would grow and want to learn more, we want to provide an avenue or direction for that. And the biblical studies are there for that point. You can get as deep into the Bible as you want, or you can just work from the discussions that we have based off of concepts and teachings and doctrines, maybe some doctrines from the Bible, you know, where, again, our God we serve is a God of love. He's a God of acceptance. You know, his son is Jesus Christ. So there's some basic truths that we work from, but it's not about shoving those down anybody's throat. It's just about, again, getting together and still talking truth and love and acceptance, even with the biblical studies. I will say that the biblical studies do get more into the spiritual side besides the physical side, as far as understanding that we do have a spirit, we do have a body, and we do have a soul. So even that can get kind of complex if you're not in the right environment to understand where that's coming from.
You know, that is really interesting, and that's a really great point that you bring up there that is really important to discuss with that, because, I mean, honestly, that is something where I know some people occasionally in situations with groups do come to it with a little bit of hesitancy of the religious background of it, but when you put it like that and you explain it, it really does make sense that it's something where any denomination can get involved with it, and it's something where it's just something that you have as a base that you can use to work off of.
Right.
And it's something where it really is just an opportunity, in my opinion, it's the best opportunity to get together with a group of guys that just want to discuss things like this. And I think it really is important for people of all ages that are men that are interested in talking about these things to get together and make these discussions happen, because it really is important to help others in the community have an understanding of what you guys are talking about. And the different things that you work on trying to cover are pretty important. And I like that you have a different variety of what you're trying to cover each time. You know what I mean? It's not always the exact same focus.
Yeah, and hopefully our format works for those too, because it's not a lesson by lessons format. We like to call it a dynamic, comprehensive study. So the discussions are kind of wide open. If you miss a week, it's not that critical. It's not like you missed three or four or five lessons or questions that, I got to go back and study for. So again, it's about doing it all under a certain level of just feeling comfortable. So.
Well, absolutely. Now, one thing that I wanted to discuss with this is you have a Facebook presence as well that people are able to go to if they want to get more information on this, right? Now,
correct.
What is the best way for people to find you?
Yeah, we call it War Huddle. Actually, it's short for Warren, but the way that it reads is, well, we are kind of at war, again, you know, with the culture and stuff like that, but it's capital W-A-R, Huddle, H-U-D-D-L-E, and we aren't necessarily right now going to provide the lessons until we think settle down, but there's directions and there's some pictures and try to get a little bit about to know us.
Absolutely. I really encourage anyone that's interested, look at War Huddle on Facebook. Take your time, learn a little bit about this happening, and if you are interested, again, their first night is going to be September 7th, and they're going to be meeting on the first and third Wednesdays of the month. Doors open at 6 p.m., and the fellowship starts around 6:30, so it really is a great opportunity for anyone here in Warren that wants to take an opportunity and learn and take some time out of their evening and come just spend some time.
Well, thank you, Aaron, for the opportunity to come here.
Yeah, absolutely, Rick. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click Contact.